From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Brian Holsapple reading Pale Death by David and Amy Thurlow. Now, let's begin with Pale Death. Chapter 1. To a vampire, expertly applied sunblock could literally mean the difference between life and death. For New Mexico State Police Officer Lee Nez, a half-vampire, nightwalker in Navajo terms, it meant he could venture out into the sun for a while, though it was always risky. What if his FBI-style wraparound sunglasses were knocked off, or he'd missed a spot? That thought on his mind, Lee considered pulling off the road before he reached Bloomfield and adding another layer to the thick SPF 45 goo that made harmful wavelengths of light manageable to the sunlight impaired. Lee's own clothing provided excellent protection. The dark gray New Mexico State Police uniform covered him well, and with the billed cap, his head was safe from harm. Thank goodness Navajos were rarely bald, though due to his extremely slow aging process, it would still take a few more hundred years to reach middle age. If he'd been a full vampire, he wouldn't have aged at all, but thanks to the help of a medicine man back in 45, Lee was only partially afflicted with the rare condition. Dawn was only an hour away, but his shift would be ending soon, and by the time the sun rose, he'd be safely inside a motel room in Farmington. There, he could clean up a shift's worth of sweat and replace the sunblock. But sleep was still not on the schedule. In 3 hours, he was scheduled to meet with a federal forensics expert, Dr. Victor Wayne. The Justice Department employee wanted to interview Lee concerning...